number 12,259. Lois Lee Raycamp seeks variances from the minimum road frontage requirements, minimum lot depth requirements, minimum lot area, minimum yard setback, side yard setback, and corner front yard setback requirements for existing structures, sections 115.74 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast corner of South Bayshore Drive and Broadkill Road. The 911 address is 2 South Bayshore Drive, Milton. The zoning district is B1, neighbourhood business, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 4.13, Parcel 102.00. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 26.0-foot variance from the required 100-foot lot depth for a commercial parcel in the B1 zoning district, a 42.3-foot variance from the required 60-foot front yard setback for an existing store, a 1,938-square-foot variance from the required 10,000-square-foot lot size requirement, a 25.53-foot variance from the required 100-foot lot depth for a commercial parcel, a 94.49-foot variance from the required 150-foot lot width for a proposed lot fronting onto numbered road, a 0.1-foot variance from the required 15-foot corner front setback for an existing dwelling, a 3,612-square-foot variance from the required 10,000-square-foot lot size requirement for a dwelling in the B1 zoning district, a 7-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for a existing landing and steps, and finally a 45.33-foot variance from the required 150-foot lot width requirement for a proposed parcel fronting a numbered road. Staff would note that an exhibit book was received on January 24th this year and has been circulated to members. Staff would note we received zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
That was a mouthful. Good evening, Mrs. Burton.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Lois, if you'd like to be sworn in.
If you would come forward, I'm up, up here to the Bible. If you would state your name first.
Lois Raycamp.
Okay, Ms. Raycamp. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Turn to the podium. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicant, Lois Raycamp, in her capacity as the executrix of the estate of Marion Joyce Kohler, who has applied for several variances for existing structures in order to subdivide the property, which is located at 2 South Bayshore Drive, Milton, Sussex County, Delaware, into two separate lots. Also in attendance this evening on behalf of this application are Lois and David Raycamp and Lori Bronstein, realtor with Berkshire Hathaway. We've also submitted exhibit booklets for your review and consideration. As Mr. Whitehouse stated, this property is located in the B1 district. It was originally two separate lots. Those lots are identified as Lot 1 and Lot 3. The property is currently improved. It's improved with a commercial building, which is known as the Broadkill Store, a residential dwelling and a shed. Upon information and belief, the Broadkill Store was relocated to the property in the 1940s to the 1950s. As it's located near the access to the beach, it is often frequented and enjoyed by locals and tourists alike. It's a very popular spot. Residential dwelling was relocated to the property in the 1990s. This property was formerly owned and operated by Ms. Raycamp's mother, Marion Joyce Kohler. Upon her death, her last will and testament directed her daughter as the executrix of her estate to subdivide this property into two separate parcels. The one parcel would encompass the perimeter of the residential dwelling and the shed at the end of the driveway, and she specifically included in her directions that it be have sufficient setbacks to comply with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and then also one parcel for the Broadkill Store and the shed located at the rear of the store. Unfortunately, despite Ms. Kohler's directions in her will, it's not possible to subdivide the property without obtaining all of the variances that Mr. Whitehouse had mentioned, and they're from the minimum requirements for a lot, area, depth, frontage, and setbacks. Those variances are related to both lots 1 and 3. The property is unique, and this request is obviously unique. This property consists of approximately 14,449 square feet of land. Again, it's improved by a residential dwelling and a commercial structure, which is being used as the Broadkill store. Thus, there are multiple uses that are being maintained on this property of the residential use and the commercial use, and those uses have been maintained for many years. Again, the property was initially developed in the 1940s to 1950s. In addition, Ms. Raykamp, as the executrix of her mother's will, or mother's estate, excuse me, has been directed by her mother's will to subdivide this property. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to such uniqueness and not to circumstances or conditions that are generally created by the provisions of the zoning code in this neighborhood or district in which the property is located. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code. Again, these are existing structures. These are also existing uses, which have been maintained for a very long time. The Broadkill store, that structure's been on the property for approximately 70 years, and then the single-family dwelling more than 20 years. The authorization of a variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Mrs. Raykamp inherited this property with the existing structures, and again, with that direction in her mother's will that this property be subdivided. She desires to retain Lot 1, on which the residential dwelling is currently situated, and to sell Lot 3, on which the Broadkill store is situated, to a third party. And she is currently under contract to sell Lot 3, and that sale, of course, is contingent upon the subdivision being approved, which, of course, is contingent upon the variances being approved as well. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by Mrs. Raykamp. Again, she inherited the property with these structures, and also, from her mother upon her death, and that direction as the executrix of the estate to subdivide the property. Therefore, she did not construct these structures. She does not have any control over the size of the lot, or any control over the use of the structures. The variances, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of this neighborhood or district in which the property is located. It will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of any adjacent property. It also won't be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the Broadkill store building's been on the property since as early as 1940 to 1950. The residential dwelling's been on there since the 1990s. There are existing separate entrances for the dwelling and the store. The uses are different. You have residential use, and then you have the commercial use. The property was originally two separate lots. And for all intents and purposes, it appears to the public as if the property is still two separate lots as opposed to one parcel. And there will be no change in the use or change in the location of those structures. Ms. Raykamp is unaware of any complaints that have been made as a result of the locations of the structures or the uses. The variances, if authorized, do represent the minimum variances that will afford relief, and they represent the least modifications possible of the regulations in issue. They will simply allow the subdivision of the property into those original, into two lots, in accordance with her mother's direction and her will, but will also bring the uses and the structures and the uses of the property into compliance with the zoning code. At this point, I would like to introduce Mrs. Raykamp. And you've heard the representation that I've made to the board this evening. Do you believe that those representations are true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Is there any additional information that you would like to present to the board for their consideration?
Is that a no? Just so we
get that's a no.
So Mrs. Burton did a good job then.
Yes, she did.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mrs. Raykamp. And for the reasons presented this evening, we do request that the board grant the requested variances. We, of course, are available for any questions that you may have. And thank you for your consideration.
Okay. Thank you. Are there questions from members of the board?
I have a couple.
Okay.
So the lots were initially two lots.
That is correct.
When and why were they combined?
I'm not sure exactly when they were. Mrs. Raykamp?
We don't know either.
They were combined when they moved the store up to that lot. The store was three blocks down, and when they put the public road in, it was rolled on logs up to its location now.
But your mother had owned lot one and three.
Yeah, they're right next door to each other. She got a cottage from the house in front of her.
Who combined the lots once the store was there?
It was way before her.
Can I ask the question another way?
Sure.
Yeah.
Did anybody, in other words, did the county combine the lots, or did somebody in the chain of title combine the lots? Because the deed still refers to them as lots one and three. Did the county at some point just make it one tax parcel, or do you even know?
Yeah, because, yeah, I pay one tax on all of it.
Okay, all right.
It is one tax parcel. But they are, the store is all on one lot, and the cottage is on the other.
By itself, yeah.
And it's been there for, I don't know if it's there longer than what we're stating. It was used as a mess hall in World War II, a button factory. It's had multiple uses through the years.
Okay.
And combining lots in Sussex County for tax purposes has been a common practice over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a shame, because it doesn't really save from anything.
Right.
And I have information from the property record card, but I don't have any dates.
I was just curious, because it says proposed lots, and then as you read the deed, it says lots one and three, so.
And it strikes me, looking at the record a little bit, so the house was placed in 1990, which was after zoning was established in Sussex County. It's zoned B1, you know, so it's there. It strikes me that at some point the county, when it issued a building permit, would have picked up on that and, you know, fixed it back in 1990, and these folks have been sort of living with, you know, the results of that, and, you know.
And I just found the notes from the reassessment division. So this document is dated 1987, and it, action reason, it says parcel 102.02 deleted and combined here per new, it says per new deed. And I can't read that person's handwriting there. I don't know what that says. But it looks like that's when it was combined in 87.
Because at the time the building permit was pulled, it probably could have helped with some of the setback issues and the placement of the house, you know, at that time.
Right.
You know, so.
And this, this board was certainly.
To go back and
they did get a building permit to put the dwelling there, is that correct?
I didn't see any evidence of any permits that were missing.
Back in the paper records.
This is, yes.
Well, 1990.
I have the property record card.
If I could say, so yes, a permit for the dwelling was pulled in 1990, and a CO was issued for the dwelling in the same year, in December of 1990. So. And I can confirm that the property tax record, I have a copy of that as well, and I'm surprised you found the date, because I could barely see it. So
it's
1987.
Right, it's difficult to read.
I don't have any other questions.
How about the other members of the board? Any other questions?
Very good job.
Mr. Roberts?
No, thanks.
Mm-hmm. I do have I'm just curious, are they going to keep the store there?
Yeah, they're going to keep it as a store. And I have to sell the store. I have to sell
Very
the
popular.
Store to give my sisters their part.
Okay. I have no other questions.
Okay. If there's no other questions, is there anyone here in favor of this application? I show 3-4 hands in favor.
Oh, there's more than that.
Wow.
6, 7.
Quite a
seven.
Few.
7. 8.
8.
Okay, we'll go with 8. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
And I think, Mr. Chairman, we could really just do one motion on this one. I don't think, particularly because there's 9, if we could do one, as long
incorporate
as
all 9
yes, that's right.
requests.
Yeah.
Sure.
So yeah. I will make a motion that we approve the application for all variances requested.
Okay.
And subdividing it into the two parcels. I feel that they meet all the criteria for granting a variance.
As addressed by Mrs. Burton?
Case number 12259.
As it was addressed by Mrs. Burton?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second?
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case is approved.
Thank you.